those people that longs to expose yourself. GoDaddy.com has everything you need to expose your inner brilliance to the world. And this podcast contains a special code that you can use to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Welcome to Punky.
Come on, Tony, you know the deal.
Sorry. Welcome to Punky. My name's Tony R. Hearn.
No, welcome to Tunky.
Tunky, oh, every time.
You know, I'm Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony R. Hearn. I'm 30.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well done, you found Punky Radio.
I'm not the host. Come on.
You're the host this week.
Well, I'll be the special co-host.
Who's this?
This is the Needles.
This is the Needles. Well done for finding us. It's Tony's birthday special this week, so I'm handing over responsibility to him.
Yes, but not all the talking, I dear hope. Otherwise, it could be the worst Tunky ever, and it's the first one.
No, you're doing the talking.
No way.
Why not?
Because, you know, even though I'm 30 now and officially old, I still can't talk for England.
Who's choosing the music this week?
Me.
But how many choices?
I'm choosing 5 of the 6.
Yeah, because the first one... Well, I'll do the first one and then you can take it when you calm down a little bit.
Okay.
All right,
I'm a bit excited.
Okay.
Even though I'm old.
6 more great songs this week. Lots to talk about. We haven't got a poetry corner this week.
Have we?
No.
Do you think Bob's not emailed in for once?
Yes. He's had a week off the bardship. but I would like more poems, please. So if you would like to write a poem for us, poetry corner... send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. And it can be anything. We quite like them when they're about us, don't we? But it doesn't matter.
Because we're egotistical in that way.
Yeah, well, I am.
Well, yeah. No, I'm getting quite egotistical.
You're getting that way.
A little bit.
Yeah, I know. You've changed.
I've changed.
You've changed.
I'm booked for that.
And we've got a couple of replies to what we asked for last week.
Yeah, it was not really much of a war, was it?
No, I'm not on about that. I'm on about what sort of a blast
would
Anne-Marie and Katie have. But yeah, no, it is a war. We've won.
Have we?
Yeah, we buried them.
Buried them.
We buried them with comments.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do, do you?
Not a clue.
All right, it's first song then. Lord Bishop Rocks.
Yes, he does.
We've been playing him every week because we're sponsoring his tour. We've once again failed to get the dates. They are on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio.
Also our BT Podshow page,
and on our
radio.btpodshow.com.
Which is your new baby.
Yes.
It's your baby
Fuck
now.
Fuck MySpace. Everyone go to btpodshow.com.
That's right. Do you know what? I think BT Podshow will like that. I think that'll be a good advert for you.
Yes.
And a good advert for them. We should let Adam Curry know. He played our thing last week, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah. He played our blues thing last week. I forgot to listen to it, obviously, because what with his show not being quite as good as ours.
No.
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 All right, and so, Lord Bishop Rocks, we have played this song before. Now, obviously, you've got 5 goes to beat me at the websites this week.
Right.
And you can take an easy 1-point lead. What is Lord Bishop Rock's website?
It's lordbishop.org.
It is, lordbishop.org.
And I've got all of them written down this week, so I think it's going to be 6-0.
Well...
I strongly suspect.
Well, don't I get the chance to...
Well, this is true. Yeah, that's a good point. Well,
I do get the chance to have a go at them. That's how it works,
oh,
Tony.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Just because you've got them written down, I can't say, and what is their website, Tony? You know, you've picked the music. This is how it goes. It's the other way around this week.
Oh, it's fucking in my head.
It's already the worst show ever.
Oh. Yeah, so, blame Tunky.
So we've played this song before. We played it on the Lord Bishop Rock special that we did December 2005.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, so I think we can play this because it's 14 months ago.
Yeah.
And so, I really like it. It's called Chemicals. And he played it live as well when we went to see him at Snooty Fox.
At Snooty Fox in Werky.
At Snooty Fox in Werky.
In Werky. Best goodbye ever.
Yeah, we got another MySpace ad from another Wakefield twat.
Wakefield twat.
And I did call him such. This is Chemicals. This is fucking great.
Shit, that's what I put in my blood. I'm an overdrive.
system. Chemicals in my mouth. What the fuck are you feeding me? After all, it's
in my mouth. And I did backing coughing at the start of that, but you turned my mic down.
Do you right?
This tea is fucking horrendous,
oh,
isn't it?
It's horrible. It's the worst cup of tea ever.
It's the worst cup of tea I've ever made.
See, I thought it was my 30-year-old taste buds, but it wasn't.
No,
it's just
no,
shit milk.
It wasn't your 30-year-old taste buds. I've made tea with nice hot water, nice tea bag, and devil yogurt.
Oh,
it's horrendous. I'm still going to drink it, though.
I'm going to drink it, because I have to. But,
you don't have to. I do.
Is there some more milk in there?
Yeah, there's loads of milk in there that's really nice and fresh.
Oh, right, you just went for the bad...
I went for the one that was open. It said long life on it. I didn't mean it meant long life milk, short life, who drinks it? We've got a word of the week. I completely forgot
that
as well. Yeah, from Alan.
From Alan?
Yeah.
Right.
He should be called Alananen. Really?
Alananen. Or is he thinking Ardenen?
Yeah, especially as he's a girl called Catherine.
Alan.
Gerd.
Right.
Gerd. It's a girly turd. It's a gerd. She's saying that through. And I was trying to think what a girly turd was, and the only conclusion I've come to is it's one of those beautiful little things that doesn't smell of anything that ladies have.
The ladies have.
Unlike a bird, a bloke turd, or a purd, one of mine. Oh, you know about those.
Jesus God.
Yeah, so anyway, gerd. You gerd. And like girly turd, I think it can be an insult as well, can't it? You girly turd. I reckon.
But yeah, I think so.
You gerd. You gerd.
In what context did you use it? Was it directed towards me?
Yeah, so it makes sense.
So yeah,
it
would make sense.
Yeah. It's tonky, by the way.
It's tonky.
It's tonky.
Kind of.
MySpace, latest comments.
Yeah.
Now, we've got, just before I do the MySpace latest comments, I want to tell you about when you were out last Thursday night, when I was sat at home by myself for the evening, right?
No idea.
I was looking at stuff, right? I was looking at stuff.
Thursday night?
Oh! Yeah.
Alcohol band practice.
You were out for alcohol band practice.
Sorry.
I was sat at home. I thought, I'll have a look at MySpace. I'll do a few friend ads and that. I'll sort it out a bit. And ended up adding two women to all of my MySpace profiles.
All right.
Called Violet Behaviour and Fuck Toy. And, that enchanting young ladies. And at Violet Behaviour, we got into a little bit of a discussion, because she's got an internet radio show in Chicago.
Oh, right.
Of course. That's where they all do them.
I think we're going to have to go to Chicago, aren't we?
Yeah. And she said that she was going to do an interview with me and me do an interview with her at the same time to play it on both of our shows this week. I know, it's bad, isn't it?
Oh,
that
God.
Tea is horrendous. And she said she's going to give me a phone number to ring out. I just didn't.
Oh.
I stayed up till 2:45 in the morning waiting for that. All Violet right. Behaviour, if you're listening, girl. Hopefully,
we will
be in touch soon. And Fuck Toy is just absolutely bizarre. 26-year-old Norwegian girl.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed with haggis.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why on her MySpace photo, which is what... which is what attracted me to her in the first place.
What was
it? It's a picture of her bum.
Oh.
With the word haggis on the right cheek. I thought, this is interesting. Well, they're Norwegian lunatic. So, anyway, MySpace top five. If, it's a good way to get in touch with us. MySpace.com/punkyradio. There's loads on it as well. Bloody blah. I've kept the MySpace comments down this week because we've got a lot of podcast alley.
All right.
That are about to happen. Here comes the first one. This is from the Bonevilles, who were the Motor Sounds, who we played the other week.
Right, cool.
You dogs, this show keeps getting better and better. God knows it's only rock and roll, but I like it. Actually, it should be, God knows it's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do. So it's Valentine's Day and I'm in Fishtown. My sweetheart is away at school in the land of the Cheeseheads. That's Wisconsin.
All right.
Lucky for me, I have Punky to listen to. You two clam jousters are a sorry second to parking the meat bus in the... Oh, fuck me, I forgot how it goes. But anyway, I used to listen to you every day, but I caught up on the last year and a half of Punky, so... Oh, sorry, on the last year and a half of Punky, so down to once a week. But whoa is me, thanks for turning me on to TTN now. I have another year or so of their show to listen to, so a great big thank you to the best podcast out there. Paulie B, instead of asking if Tony has a twat, can you ask Tony, what does your twat look like today? Rice wants to know. Cheers, Rice. I'm not going to do that, Rice.
No.
No.
Wouldn't make much sense,
no,
would it,
but
really?
But thank you.
This one's, my twat looks like a piece of paper.
This one's from Dino, and this is a part one of a two-part Goths on Holiday.
Ooh.
Goths on Holiday is fucking brilliant, Paul. Could be the next best thing to Breach with Green, although a bit hard to sing along to. Hope all is well and that your eye sty has gone by. Check that shit out. That's Poetry Corner
That's
right there.
That's nice.
It's a little poetry
That's
corner
nice.
Right there. Eye sty has gone by. It has just about. I'm still a little bit being a bit of a twat about it. and here goes with part two of Goths on Holiday. Oi! Post the goth song on the net right away. I want to terrorise the goths at the club. I spin Z Records.
Z Records?
Yeah, if the nice upstanding gentleman would allow it, of course. Eric Shakingbats, who is a Swedish goth DJ.
All right.
I'm going to send him the MP3.
I thought you already put it on the interweb.
Yeah, but only to watch. It can't be downloaded. It's,
right.
Because it's on my stand-up comedy profile, so it goes on as a viral video. So it can be shared in that, but you can't actually do anything about it, can you, with those?
Probably not,
but look on myspace.com/PaulB_Edwards, or just go on Punky Radio page and you'll see me there. Go there, and the if you'd like to hear Goths on Holiday again, or in its pure form, certainly the demo, as I'm calling it, Goths on Holiday.
Yeah, the demo. Live bloodbath.
Ha-ha, I just commented those You Are Here twats on Podcast Alley.
Good.
What fucktarded pricks. Slap face. That's my second favourite MySpace comment of the week.
Right.
My favourite one is this. Get ready for a dry bumming with extra kitty litter. And that's from Keith, who was the other Wakefield twat we had this week. So watch out, Tony. It is your birthday. He obviously wants to give you a little bit of a present. So, yeah, if you're listening for the first time...
the kind of present I want.
Yeah, if you're listening, it keeps on giving. If you're listening to us for the first time, last week we got very pissed off about a show called You Are Here.
You Are Cheating.
That is one of two podcasts that are keeping us off the top of the podcast alley music section, basically with their cheating, cunting votes.
Yes.
So... we challenged our listeners to go on there and leave comments for them. And do you know what? They've got so few listeners to their show, clearly, that even our listeners can't bother to do anything about it either. But when you've read out all of our podcast alley comments, which are merely 1 week, you can then read out all the ones they've had for the month of February.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. If you hadn't voted so far this month, please do. Go to punkyradio.com and at the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and also subject and a comment if you so wish. We read out the best comments. We do need your help.
We do. We do want you to vote. Please vote.
Please do vote for us.
Leave comments.
You won't get spammed. And yeah, please leave a comment. Yeah.
It's a piece of piss and it makes us look good.
As good as we are.
Oh, shit.
Because we're great. Well, I am. Punky fucking rocks.
It does.
I love it.
It does.
From Harry.
Thank you, Harry.
Short and to the point. Like us. Brilliant. Straight from the heart of Sherwood Forest comes Punky. A show so fantastic it will bring you forth from the depths of Fishtown faster than a good spearmint tingler. Paulie B and Tony will have you screaming Gooper Gooper at random passers-by, especially if those passers-by happen to be Kittenblurds.
Kittenblurds.
Quit reading, start downloading, you shit.
We can't stop ourselves in there, can we?
Cheers in Pennsylvania, the professional, cheers. A.K.A. Random Gimp.
Thank you, Random Gimp.
Thank you very much. That was deep.
It was deep.
Here's an honest vote. Now if I could just figure out how to cheat like those other fucks, then I could send you 259 more. Always looking to scam the system.
Always looking.
Always looking. Lord Raylock.
Thank you, Lord Raylock.
P.S. I go to court again Thursday. If you don't hear from me for a while, then you'll know I'm enjoying Her Majesty's hospitality again. That's Lord Raylock.
Lord Raylock. He's my favourite listener.
Quite possibly the scariest listener we've ever got.
He's my favourite listener. I love him. I love him. He's fantastic because I know that if he ever gets to England, he's going to kill you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to escape. I'm going to start flying to other countries.
That'd be great.
Randomly around the world.
What, like maybe Germany?
Maybe Germany.
Maybe Germany,
hit me
yeah.
now.
Hear me now.
Punky is the best. Always the best.
Always the
Cheers
best.
Cheers to me, your loyal fan, Marcos, from Woodboy. Coming out from the undergrounds.
He's my second favourite fan.
From Brazil, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the boy from Brazil.
He's long term. He's
Woodboy.
He's old school.
Yeah, he is. More Brazilian listeners, please.
More Brazilians.
I like a bit of fur on mine.
Well, fair enough. Each to their own.
You good?
Because it's Punky. Heard about this podcast from Kinky Sex Radio and TTN.
Cool.
Great show, guys. I love the music you all play. You all play?
Yo.
I also share a birthday with Paulie B.
Hey, you must be cool.
That's a Kinky Sex Radio fan, isn't it? Exclave Noir Erotique.
I'd like to meet that person, male or
Pretty
female
much.
I think I'm going to fancy them.
Maybe they're from Chicago.
They are.
Like the rest of the world.
Well, the rest of Chicago.
Chicago, you're right. I see the error of my ways.
Yeah.
Always listening.
Always
from Mark
listening.
Spooner. Punk is great. It really is. And I'm not really German. I just ripped off a song titled called Fur Fry from Kieran McKennedy.
Thank you, Kieran.
That's, is it Rammstein or Rammstein? Rammstein.
I don't know, I'd say Rammstein, but it's probably Rammstein.
I'd say Rammstein, but yeah. They did that.
Let's call the whole thing off.
It's from a film. It's from Triple X.
Is it really?
There you go.
Geek.
Get a haircut.
Good.
Off me, next week. Listen to Punky for details from Hamboy.
Oh, yes. We will have details next week.
Hamboy is
back cutting hair.
Is he?
Yeah, and he's cutting hair around his flat a couple of days this week.
Right.
But then we did say that we'd do a proper advert for him at some point. But if you are in the Hitchin area and you already know Felix, a.k.a.
Obviously.
Hamboy, then why not get in touch with him because he's cutting haircuts. He's cutting haircuts.
Haircut.
He's doing haircuts. Discount Tuesday, Wednesday this week.
Oh, we could.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do something with mine, like shave it off.
Yours, I think yours looks all right, Tony.
It's getting better.
It's your birthday show, you know.
It's your birthday, thank you very
much. You'll get my true feelings
it's
next
my
week.
Birthday. Thanks. Here's another vote for you, butt plug loving podcast sperm slurpers. Yeah, that'll be us.
That's
you heard. Keep it up, the word, Mrs. Eddie Hitler. The third, not rake. Obviously, not
yeah.
Rike.
Yeah, not Rike.
That's some Eddie Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Rocking show.
It
to bastardise a Peaches lyric, this podcast will make you panties go pink. That's some Twilight.
Twilight, we like.
We like Twilight.
Shows a bit of stocking top under a Punky t-shirt.
Yes, she does. Yes, she
Come
does.
Come on!
Always looking. Always look at random photographs on Punky
Somebody
listeners.
Fly me to New Mexico right now.
Fly me to New Mexico. No.
All right, then.
Hey, guys. Wisconsin still loves Punky Radio.
Of course
You
he
guys
does.
Kick fucking ass.
We do.
Nobody in the States has the balls to play the fresh shit that you guys spin.
That's right.
Keep on playing the punk that rocks. Deshi from Madison, Wisconsin, and the rest of the Wicked Radio staff.
Thank you, the rest
Thank
of the
you
Wicked,
all
Radio,
to Wicked
staff.
Radio.
And we did get another comment straight after that from a Wicked Radio listener. And we do love Wicked Radio. We like the fact.
This comment here.
Oh, well, the next one, is
hey,
it?
Hey, guys. Hey, great show. Heard you for the first time on Wicked Radio. Keep up the great work on the show. That's from Cody Christian.
Thank you, Cody
but
Christian.
Yeah, thanks for,
yeah,
for listening on
we're
Wicked
loving
Radio.
Wicked Radio. Don't get me wrong, we love Hussy Skunk as well.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong.
In fact, by the looks of things, we're playing one of the tracks from them this week.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. but Wicked Radio, at the moment, are bunging us out on FM in 13 different cities dotted around the world,
yeah,
including countries such as Russia, North Korea and Madagascar. I'm
loving that.
Pirate FM in Madagascar. I didn't even know the thing. It's great. If you're listening in Madagascar, get in touch.
If you're listening anywhere in North Korea,
just, and you can get in touch, but they can't get in touch because they've got no internet in North Korea.
All right.
They'll have to fly as a pigeon. Yeah, pigeon. Almost certainly.
We spent too much time together.
Oh.
but yeah, if you Wicked Radio, email us and say hello.
Yeah.
Just interested to see who's listening. You Bastards Rock, keep it up. Milky Pants!
Milky Pants!
And that's from Dalton.
Milky Pants!
God, I even started to know the email addresses.
Do you?
Right.
You're weird.
I'm a little bit weird. I've gone a bit weirder since I turned 30.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good decade, man. Trust
it's
me.
It's all right.
I've been weirding people out for the last 7 years.
So far, it's been all right.
It will
but
be.
But that's because it's been 3 solid days of drinking.
Be. Yeah. That's your 30s.
Right. The three you are here.
Right. So
comments.
All of those comments have come to us this week. And we currently have 66 votes at Podcast Alley.
This
and we
is
get
all, their
all
comments.
Of those comments.
All
and
of their
this
comments.
This is all of their comments for the month of February. And they've got 200 on fucking votes, haven't they?
260 plus votes.
They've got over 260 votes. And these are all the comments they've had
Boo.
This month.
Lick my gooch, motherfuckers. That's from Harry. That'd be one
That's
of ours.
That's from one of our listeners.
That's one of ours.
So,
thank you very much.
So far, one of their votes has come from us. So one of their comments
of comments.
Has come from us.
You are here rocks. And again, with the imaginative comment, you are here rocks.
Yeah.
Add junk.
And that is...
That'll be not worth my house.
Right, that's their one listener.
Oh, that's their
we
one
reckon,
listener.
Don't we?
Or them.
Or them themselves, yeah.
Yeah. 260 and zero. Sod off, smacktards! That's some Lord Raylock.
That's some Lord Raylock.
So, being angry at them for once, which I'm liking.
Is that it?
That's it.
So they've had three comments, and two of them are from our listeners.
Yeah.
You are here, we challenge you to get in touch with us and justify the number of votes you've got. But we know you won't, because as our listeners have described, you are smacktards.
Smacktards. Oh, and Cage says hi, by the way.
Hello, Cage.
Cage, the inventor of the word smacktard.
Yeah.
He's you know,
he's still listening, is he?
Last night. Yeah, he's going to get in touch later this week.
Good.
There you go.
One of our original and best, Cage.
Yes.
All right, Joe, next song.
Yes, this is Wonk Unit. Because it's like my favourite songs from like punky history.
Yeah.
And one of the bands that we first played ages ago, and then they've got bigger and bigger and bigger.
And we love
to listen to them.
We love the wonk. They've had gigs off the back of us.
They have.
Lucky people.
They played on my birthday, but unfortunately I couldn't make it because I had a house party.
That was a bit selfish.
It was, wasn't it? I tried to get on the billboard, they wouldn't let us. So no.
That was also a bit selfish.
You're rubbish.
Serves
you can't
right.
come and play with us.
Serves them right.
But this is Idiotic Train Loony. But Paul,
yes,
what's the website address?
Is it wonkunit.com?
Yeah.
Come on, one all.
Shit. Shit. I'd like to apologise to you. I fell into your lap from a lucky track. I was drunk on the train and I wanted to slay by what a crack. I'm cringing now, I assure you that. Sitting there minding your own business, thinking of the weekend, visiting your boyfriend. I wanted to forget this and you started back. Said it wasn't that, it's not okay, it's not okay. Please don't ever go, I watched they say I told you so. Waiting for the mighty official to have a go. Heroes of Commuterland. In your own business, thinking of the weekend, visiting your boyfriend. I wanted to create a scene, you smiled at me, said it was okay. It's not okay, it's not okay. I'd like to apologize to you. 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 Sitting there, bugging your own business, thinking of the weekend, visiting your boyfriend. I wanted to create a scene, you smiled at me, said it was okay. It's not okay, it's not okay. Sitting there, bugging your own business, thinking of the weekend, visiting your boyfriend.
That's fucking good, aren't they?
I love the one unit.
One unit are just brilliant. How come when you pick the music tone, it's really good?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's always really good when I pick it, but it's super double A. I don't think we have played that before.
I don't think we played that.
I don't think we have played that one. And it's another great one.
I was
going to
play St. Lucian Holiday, but we definitely have played that.
We have played that.
That's a great song.
I love that. They should close every gig with that one. Well, they nearly close it down.
That's true. But
if there were sensitive souls in the crowd.
Tommy got in touch, who is a punky listener. He says, if you're choosing the songs, I'm assuming Wonk Unit will be on there. Of course it will.
Of
course it will be.
We love the wonk.
Loving it.
We love the wonk. Tony, have you got a twat?
I have, sir. We'd like to see it.
Yes.
It's this piece of paper here. See, it doesn't really work, does it? It's not going to work. Looking at the twat. It's a bit strange.
Well, you could have given me it to do, could have done it the other way around, but you know, no preparation on your part. It's like it's your birthday or something.
It's like I've been drinking slowly for 3 days.
That's
outrageous.
Good.
Yeah. Right, if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination, and don't forget to include where they're from. Please, thank you very much. Not that that's a contentious issue, of course.
Yeah.
Right, this week's from Graham, who is from the It's a Frog Life podcast.
It's a Frog Life,
acoustic podcast from Liverpool. But you still didn't come and see my gig, did you?
Sorry, Bald Scouse Four-Eyed Hippie.
That's right. Where were you?
You Bald Scouse Four-Eyed Hippie. In a punky t-shirt, which makes you a legend.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, well done. Make sure you check out his podcast. It's really chilled out. Make sure that you listen to him on a Sunday morning. And us the rest of the week.
That's right. On Wicked Radio, Hussy Skunk, or just your iPod.
Yeah.
Or the generic MP3 players.
Or on your computer, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Hi, Tony. I've got a twat for you.
Has he?
I'm a district commissioner for my district of the Scout Association here in Liverpool. Because of this,
he's a bald, four-eyed, scouse,
badge-wearing, scout.
Badge-wearing, scout-leading, punky t-shirt-wearing, record breaker! Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because of this, I get sent loads of certificates to be presented to the members who have gained awards. These certificates get sent from HQ in A4 envelopes with a stiff piece of card inside to stop them from getting bent.
Hey, Tom.
God damn it, what?
When I wasn't a Cub Scout very long, I was kicked out for punching Arcala. True story.
Really?
Yeah. I was 8 and a half. It was an angry age.
Right? It was an angry age?
I was at an angry age, yeah.
It just hasn't been angry.
Look. Right, it's a long story that I don't want to go through this week, but I did punch Arcala, and yes, she was a woman.
Nice. I'm as disgusted.
Kicked out of Cubs.
Punching women is quite funny.
The only badge I successfully got was my conservation badge, which is ironic because now I throw fags out the window. And cigarettes.
Unfortunately, I've only got a small letterbox, and these envelopes won't fit through.
Maybe I'll be the postman.
This is probably double entendres. I didn't really realise it before. Yeah. It's never been a problem before because I can easily call in at the Royal Mail sorting office on the way to work the next day to collect them in person. However, 2 weeks ago, I was sent a certificate for someone who has completed all of their leader training over a number of years. The postman bent the envelope in half to get it through the letterbox. I was told...
Oh, fucking hell.
I was told I didn't have a complete... Stop drinking the tea. It's horrible.
I might not be able to finish
it. I'm not going to see 31 at this rate.
I might not be able to finish it.
I didn't have a complaint because A4 stiff envelope didn't have do not bend on it. So I asked HQ to send a replacement and to add do not bend on the front. Last week, the replacement duly arrived, and guess what? Yes, that's right.
Bent.
My twat of a postman bent in half again.
What a bender.
When I went to the sourcing office the next day to complain, I was told that my normal postman was on holiday and I currently had a replacement. I then pointed out...
Who was an abnormal postman.
Exactly. That it was the original postman who bent the first certificate, and the fact that the second person was a temporary replacement wasn't a good enough reason for him to have bent it. Doesn't he get the same training as everybody else? Can't he fucking read? Oh, he's getting angry.
He is.
Not only that, I was told I couldn't
lodge
an official complaint at the... Especially scout-leading ones.
Yeah.
Official complaint at the sorting office. Instead, I had to call 0845 number and place my complaint with the central call centre, who would then email the sorting office manager, who would then reply to the central call centre, which would then pass the response
to me. Sounds pretty straightforward.
What a laugh. Not... I now have to contact HQ and ask them to send the second replacement for the certificate and ask them to mail it to my parents' house instead. So, my normal postman, my temporary postman, the sorting office manager and the whole of the Royal Mail's complaints procedure is a twat. P.S. This is the same sorting office that failed to redirect my mail while I was living in Taiwan for a year. This meant the people renting out my house received all of my mail, including the bills, which I didn't pay because I didn't receive them. The nasty letters from the debt collecting agencies threatening me with legal action for not paying the bills I hadn't received, and the letter from the bank saying that they couldn't give me a loan because I had a bad credit risk. That's from Graham. He's not loving his post service.
He's not, is he? Does this mean we're ready for something?
Oh, yes. So, okay. My normal postman, the temporary postman, the sorting office manager, and the whole of the Royal Mail complaints procedure
is a twat!
Jesus.
Thank you, Graham. That's a really good one, actually. By the way, this is Mustang Lightning, and it was the Planet Smashers before. I forgot to mention the beds underneath us before were the Planet Smashers. You can find them all on our MySpace. Top Friends.
Yes.
Top Friends.
And they're on the punkyradio.com bands page at the top.
Now, we're selling out after this, and last week's sellout was a bit of a classic.
It was, wasn't it?
We're not going to be able to beat it.
I don't think so.
Because we've got nothing plugged in, and you won't plug in the bass for some funky rhythms.
I could try plugging in the bass. I found a lead.
Have you? All right, well, look, while we're playing the next song, why don't you try and plug in the bass and see if we can get some funky rhythms?
All right. Okay, yes.
You don't have to. Good no, it's just an idea, you know. Something funny might happen. We might end up doing an impromptu version of Fever or something. You never know.
Oh, no, I doubt it. I don't know it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's really odd.
Yeah.
All right, so
this is track one next.
Track one. Oh, hello.
So another, track one. Another band we've played before, but not for a long time. Another local band called The Skags.
Hey!
Very,
I like The Skags.
A bit Arctic Monkeys, but not as much as Dry Bombers as they are.
No, I think the Arctic Monkeys are a bit like The Skags as it goes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think The Skags are better.
Too, aren't they? Are
yeah.
They're funnier.
They
better
are funnier.
Musicians.
Swear more.
Better songs. Swear more.
Swear
obviously.
More.
And therefore quite funny.
Oh, have we played this one before? Because I thought we'd only got four of their songs.
We probably have done. We've played a couple, haven't we?
We've played at least two, yeah.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
This is Get Your Send Fucked Off. But, Paul, can you remember what
we have played this before,
have
I'm
you?
Sure.
We're doing it again then.
Brilliant, yeah.
What's the MySpace page?
Is it myspace.com/ The Skags. Skags spelt with a Z.
It is, yeah.
Come on!
Should have thought about this.
Oh, I
should just pick bands with websites you're not going
to
guess.
I was talking to a very nice lady the other day, and we had a shortish conversation. And during the conversation, I forgot everything I was saying during the conversation.
All right. Right,
and she accused me of having a really, really shit memory.
Right. Obviously not.
Obviously not.
Proven.
Obviously
and
not.
And this is quite early Monday morning. I think we're doing really well.
We are.
So, yeah, this is called Get Your Send Fucked Off.
It's not quite early Monday morning. It's the afternoon, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's our morning. Get Your Send Fucked Off. Well, there you go.
Exactly.
I love that.
What more can you say?
That is superb. I'm just looking for my sellout bit.
Your sellout bit?
Where's my sellout bit?
I've done selling out again.
I've done a sellout document, haven't I? And I can't remember where I've put it. Oh, I think I might have put it in there. Let's see if I've put it in there. I've already started making the tea, by the way.
Yeah,
I do apologise for that otherwise. It's disgusting. Have you got any more info on the Skags? No.
myspace.com/theskag. Skags with a Z. I don't know if they've done any more e-releases since that.
We had
a four-track
really
EP from them. They're still going. The local twist, they're from WhatsApp, aren't they?
WhatsApp.
But great band live.
So, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at GoDaddy yet? GoDaddy.com?
No, I've been drinking.
Have you? Well, do you know what? I have. In fact, I've done more than that. Last week, I did a bit of research on it. I thought, I'll see how user-friendly GoDaddy.com is, because they are our sponsors.
They are our sponsors.
They're internet everythings, aren't they, basically?
Yes.
They're internet everythings. We have run through this before, but They'll sort you out with email plans, a traffic blazer to redirect more hits, various hosting plans. They'll help you, you can set up shopping carts with them. They've got SSL certificates, and what are they?
Sales.
That's right, yeah. but you can also buy domain names, and this is what I thought I'd experiment, because I do need to buy a new name for something that I'm setting up, right? And I thought I might as well look at it through GoDaddy. So I did. It's very, very easy to use. It's Paul-friendly. It's not just user-friendly, it's Paulie B-friendly. Yeah. And you know, I'm all fingers and thumbs, aren't I? I'm fucking stupid with computers. Yeah. And I could suss it out to the extent that I got the thing that I wanted, the domain name that I can't actually tell you what it is.
Paulsporn.com.
Yes. I've given it
Sorry
away.
Sorry about that.
It was a chicksthatdigtony.com. $8.95, which is just under a fiver.
Yeah.
Right. For the domain name, but that was a .com.
Right.
And it gives you the other .dot thingamies and how much they are. And right. at the moment, they've got a brilliant offer on .dot info.
Right.
It's a buck.
It's a buck?
It's a buck.
Cool.
It's 95 cents for a .dot info.
Really?
So get on there, yeah. Now, working on the basis that if you do, it's worth our punky listeners buying them, because I think we get £1.50 for every person, which is $3. So if we get all of our listeners to buy .dot info this week, we're going to really fuck them over. I don't know whether that's the deal.
right.
But, yeah, at the moment, they've got an offer on .dot info. So if you need a web address and you're looking to save money, etc., etc., consider .dot info. That's what I'm saying, basically.
Okay.
And when you make your order, make sure you type in Punky1. What's that, Tony?
Punky1. P-U-N-K-Y and the number 1.
Punky1. And you get an additional 10% off. That is still true, isn't it?
That's cool, yeah.
That is true. Yeah, so make sure that you do that. Hey, I think I've sold out quite well there.
I think that's all right.
That's a justifiable sellout this week.
Yeah.
Another justifiable sellout, Tony, is the Anne-Marie and Katie show. Now,
oh, hello.
I might have thrown this at you, but we are going to play in a folder I called Tony's Birthday Folder.
Birthday?
Yeah, I was writing in a rush.
Brilliant.
We have got a promo for them that is over 30 seconds long, yeah. So if you don't mind, we are going to play it, because they're lovely ladies. We've been in touch with Anne-Marie quite a bit. I've started that.
We've been in touch.
Fool. Poor you fool.
I've been getting
Chris
in touch.
Fool. Yeah, well, I've been getting in touch since we had a look at Anne-Marie's website. Thank you very much, Anne-Marie, for giving Tony's birthday present, which has proved to be a little birthday present for me as well.
The gifts that keep on giving.
AnneMarieWinert.com.
Yes.
AnneMarieW.
I spelled the names wrong, didn't I?
EINERT. Apologies if I've pronounced that wrong, Anne-Marie, but let's face it, you really like my voice anyway, so it won't really matter, will it?
But not mine, apparently.
Not yours,
I talk like a commoner.
No, you're just not sexy like I am.
No.
Because you don't smoke.
No. Smoking is
cool. Makes a difference. Smoking is cool.
Yeah.
And fucks your vocal cords. Hence, me being able to do this. But not being able to reach any high notes anymore. I'm going to end up sounding like a fucking blues singer. I'm going to sound like I'm from the Delta.
Wouldn't be a bad thing, though, would it?
Wouldn't be a bad thing. No, let's face it, at the moment, I just sound like a poo singer. So,
like
anyway, look, this is their promo. Now, they do a show that I thought was very similar to ours, judging by its description.
Right.
But its description, actually, it's not. It's more of a chatty thing with the odd song here and there.
Right. Well, I'll subscribe, but there's not been a new show, is there, for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, and they're supposed to be doing a new show when they talk all about us.
All about us. Little us.
No pressure. Oh, and also, I'll read out the messages about the blast after this.
Oh, cool,
well.
Yeah.
Okay,
go on.
Here goes, then.
Brothers and sisters, rejoice. I come to you with good news. There is a place to find relief from the cesspool of sex and vulgarity and talk radio. A place where intelligent issues of great spiritual import are finally lent a voice.
And the bus is pretty full, and there's this nun standing. So I stand up and I say, you know, excuse me, miss, would you like my seat? And
did you call her miss?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Well, what do you say,
I'm
sister?
I know. I guess she's a sister. I guess she isn't married.
Anne-Marie and Katie, it's good for your soul. Sort of. Listen online at AnneMarieandKatie.com.
He sounds American.
He does, doesn't he?
I reckon he might be, you
He
know.
Sounds very American. Let's get that going back to there. There we go, that's better. Yeah, so make sure that if you've got a spare, because their shows are quite short, aren't they, as well?
38 minutes?
Yeah,
right?
They're about half an hour, so if you get a chance, why don't you give them a listen? For no other reason than they've been really nice to us.
Yes, they have.
They have. They've been really, really complimentary and really nice, and when we do get to Chicago next, they're yet another bunch of people on the list for us to catch up with. We're going to end up just going to Chicago this week.
Yeah, probably.
Which isn't a bad thing.
We're going to have a blast.
Isn't a bad thing. I'll be having a blast at least one night. I'll be having a word with Violet Behaviour about that as well.
Jeez.
No, I won't be doing anything of the sort.
Of course not.
If we're still allowed, we'll stay with John and Scott go out and just meet and greet and hand out punky flyers.
I'll hear from John this
week.
And
I'll take the flakes to Ambrance, finally.
Oh, yes. John, thank you for emailing me this week. It's good to hear from you again.
Oh, did you?
Lovely, John.
Anything that you want to talk about?
He's been listening to my solo stuff, and he's offered to put some to record some drum beats for me to record a song or something like that.
So, oh, brilliant!
There'll be a Tony/GTN collaboration possibly happening.
Oh, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Oh, and
holding out the hands across the water.
And Goths on Holiday, if I can get it recorded properly, is going to be going on a Devolution CD sampler again this summer.
Bloody hell, eh?
Oh yeah.
Always Tony. Recording songs,
Tony. We're doing all right.
We're having a blast.
We're doing all right. Oh, yeah, the blast. So, I need to find that now, don't I?
Okay.
Yeah, I need to find my blast.
Pass me that CD sleeve.
This CD
Not that
sleeve.
I need to know what the
I'm not looking at anything. Oh, I should be. I should be always looking.
Oh, yeah, I know. Always looking.
Right, emails and messages. So, yeah, last week, I asked our listeners to email what sort of a blast Anne-Marie and Katie would be getting when we went to Chicago.
Yes.
Because they said when we came over, they would have a blast.
Yes.
And we wanted to know what sort. A blast.
Blast.
So, I've got another word of the week thing here as well that I'm going to save for next week. Hugh, it's next week, all right. Here goes then, right. So, this was the first one that came through. We only got two, actually.
All right.
One of them was from Sex in a Can.
Okay.
He titled his email, Anne-Marie and Katie have had a blast.
Okay.
Dear Punky, I have reason to believe, according to my research, that the word blast is used to show a sudden eruption of explosive magnitude. Using this to work my logic, I came to a conclusion, well, really a few. And there's a few options here of what kind of blast they've had.
Okay.
One, they intend to engage in an orgy of magnitudes never before reached. Yeah, they'll be with us.
Yeah.
Number two. Oh, I said number two. They wish to go out. They wish to go out on the town and get totally wasted and stumble into traffic and cause a massive pile-up and escape unharmed. Chicks do that, don't they?
They do
that. Normally when they're driving.
Yeah.
They just drive around causing blokes to have crashes. And number three, they intend to take us to the country and blow up innocent animals inside of emo kids' houses. I'm glad to offer any help I can. Your friend, Sex in a Can. Thank you very much. They are three options. I think option one the most likely.
Yeah, all three.
But we also got one other email through, titled Anne-Marie and Katie Have a Blast, which was so sweet of Anne-Marie to even title the email properly so we would read it. Anne-Marie and Katie have had a blast.
Does what she's told. I like it.
What of? You are so naughty. Are we?
God.
Your show is so cool, and your accent in particular is so sexy, Paul.
Yeah, all right.
We really must do something whilst you're in town. Perhaps we can have you on our show too. Good
really?
Idea.
Oh, it's that kind of show, is
it's
it?
It's that kind of show.
Wicked.
I love your show. I love it when you call us birds. You've totally made my day. Kiss. Right, what does... If it says XOXOXOXOXO...
That's like blowing a kiss.
Oh,
the O is open mouth.
I thought it meant that she was offering us a load of OXO.
Oh, OXO. Come on. Let's take some bubble over there.
So it's kiss, open mouth, kiss. And you said that she's blowing us. It's just keeps getting better. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
She'll be having a blast.
She will be having a blast. She's having a two-pronged attack. But I think it's only fair, because she does like my accent and that I should give you the option to say something really sexy to her tone. All right?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Bovril.
You are such a dirty man.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Don't worry, Anne-Marie. It won't be Bovril in your mouth when I'm in Chicago. It'll be Tony's cock.
Oh, this is really seedy. Oh, I'm feeling all day. Abandon Link.
If we can't sell out exactly. Tony, what's the safety word?
Aardvark!
No, Milky Pants!
Oh, I thought it was Aardvark.
No, I have to keep going now. Until you say
Milky Pants!
All right, fair enough. Should we play next song?
Yeah, track 15.
Track 15?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I thought there was only six. How am I going to do that?
This is from, as I mentioned before, from Hussy Skunk. They sent us some compilation CDs that they...
Explain Hussy Skunk first.
Hussy Skunk, internet radio show, hussyskunk.com, HUSSISKUNK.com. They broadcast Punky on a Sunday night, 6 PM EST.
I think I need some EST, Yana. Trip to the moon.
And they've released some compilation CDs. They sent us some complimentary ones.
Because they're so brilliant.
Because they're brilliant.
And we love them.
We did a special. And the last song we played is always stuck in mind. From a band called Bottle Fight.
It's stuck in a few other people's minds as well, haven't it? They've also liked that one.
It's a really good song.
So we can play that
again. So we're playing it again because it's Tony's birthday special and I choose the songs.
Yeah. It's Tunky.
So this is a band called Bottle Fight. Paul.
Yeah.
What's their website?
I'm going with bottlefight.com.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on! What's the score now?
3-1.
3-1 to me?
Yeah. Rubbish.
Tony says 6-0. I don't think so. The best you can do is draw, mate.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Come on! Come on!
All right.
Loving
Stop
it
rubbing
like
it in.
That.
But this song is called Rock and Roll Till You Shit Your Pants.
I'll rub it in when I get to Chicago.
Oh, dirty.
Get your pants. Sweating like a fat dude, drinking like a fish, shagging like a porn star with anyone you wish, hounding like a banshee, looking like a star, classy like a fist fuck in the back of daddy's car. And then the band kicked in and set the place on fire, and we was all fucked up, but we could still get higher. Shit your pants.
Should have left that on.
But yeah.
Which one of you motherfuckers did shit your pants?
Not us. And now the tea tastes better.
I didn't say before, right? But the last beds that we were playing on the sellout was Microscope.
Right.
Microscope, who's of course Poco.
Yep.
Who's got his missus up the stick. Thus proving Patelvis's theory that all lesbians want is some cock.
That is true. So we'll talk about there. That is from Mohawks and Whiskey Shots. That's the compilation CD,
which is available for purchase.
Yeah, from horsesgunk.com.
It's about $8 in it or something.
It's probably not a lot. It's like 20 cheap. Tracks on it.
They're great. And
27,
sorry, Benny.
27 songs.
Sorry, Benny, that we still haven't posted them to you, but
oh, yeah,
I will
do that.
I will. I need to get some Jiffy bags. I keep forgetting to get Jiffy bags. When I've got Jiffy bags, I'll sort it all
get
out.
Get it from the gift shop at Tony Towers.
Really? What, have you got some? Shame.
No, but
why lie to me?
I haven't got a fucking gift shop either.
You're cruel.
I know.
I haven't been around all of Tony Towers yet.
Haven't you?
No, I haven't been in the secret cupboard where you keep the corpses.
Have you in there?
No.
You don't want to.
I've been told. Well, no, a bounty's full of corpses.
Yeah.
I have thought about it, though.
Sometimes at night, I can still hear the screams.
Tone, do you want a punky exclusive here?
All right.
Serious punky exclusive.
A serious punky exclusive.
Serious punky exclusive.
Is it exclusive to me as well?
It's global. It's of global importance.
All right.
It's of global importance. There's a lot of trouble going on in the world, Tony.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a lot of trouble in the Middle East particularly. Now, some people might argue that a lot of that trouble has been caused by the Allies being mainly the US, the UK, and a couple of fellas from Australia.
Right.
But I think we can do something about it.
All right.
Who's the most wanted man in the world? Other than me, by the ladies, obviously.
And me. By Lord Raylock.
Yeah. Who's the most wanted man in the world?
Oh, is it Osama bin Laden?
Osama bin Laden.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right, now most of you will be familiar with Osama bin Laden. You've probably seen his face on a poster saying wanted, which is particularly funny as a lot of them seem to be in post offices in America. Osama's not there.
Yeah.
He's not hiding out in a post office in America.
All right.
But they spent an awful lot of money. There's a huge, huge reward on his head, isn't there, for people to find Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to find Osama. And they haven't done the simple thing. What has everyone and his fucking dog got now? A MySpace profile.
Right. Yes.
So I thought, I wonder if Osama's got a MySpace. He's got five!
Right.
That I found. He's added us. The fool. So now I can look at his photos. There's a map of Tora Bora on there.
Yeah.
I know exactly where he is. So if you are in the CIA and you'd like to get in touch with PaulieB@punkyradio.com.
Yep.
Make sure that you title your email... could you please tell me where Osama bin Laden is? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm not going to respond.
No.
Right? And I'll tell you, we've got, in fact, this week, if I can, I might have to...
Osama of the week.
We could have an Osama of the week, couldn't we? What a great idea. We'll do that next week. What we'll do, we'll each time, we'll put up a different Osama bin Laden profile.
Yeah.
And I'll read it out.
Okay.
How about that as an idea?
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, but anyway, CIA, the same thing. If you can't track him down yourself, we do know his whereabouts. He's on MySpace. All right? That's quite good,
isn't
it?
He's Tom's mate. Let's get Tom in some shit.
Let's get Tom in trouble, yeah. That'd be great if Osama bin Laden was mates with Tom.
Fuck MySpace!
No, but MySpace could sort out one of the major problems in the world right now, Tony. If we've got to the bottom of this...
MySpace couldn't even solve my problems. Never mind.
One was quite sad, you know, and I will... say this right now, Osama. One of his profiles, he only had 19 friends.
Really?
I think it comes with something when your own mates have turned your back on you just because you were in a bit of bother.
It's that time you need your family and friends around, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had loads of them. Saddam's are going down. But Osama's still got loads. He was educated in Sweden, of course, Osama bin Laden.
Was he?
Lived in Sweden for a while, yeah. Probably knows fuck toy.
Probably likes
There's
haggis.
The thing. He probably likes haggis. He's hanging about with a 26-year-old Norwegian girl called Fucktoy, and he's on MySpace. CIA, all the clues are there. Right, Tony, you haven't mentioned T-shirts. I think you ought to
on your
birthday. And thongs.
Yes.
We've sold two now.
Have we?
Yeah. Oh,
I've not been checking.
We've sold two thongs.
Have we? Which ones?
Very happy about
one
that.
One of each?
It's one all, yeah.
Oh,
I'm a bit disappointed.
Go to cafepress.com/punkyradio.
Oh, that tea is better.
Go to punkyradio.com and hit the store link. There's some T-shirts on there and also, as mentioned...
Tissues?
Tissues.
Slow down, Tone. T-shirts.
Some punky Kleenex.
Yeah, there's some T-shirts
on
there.
T-shirts on there.
And thongs.
And two thongs.
Yeah.
One of which Paul thinks we'll sell more of,
yeah.
And the other one I think we'll sell more of.
And so far it's one all.
We're not telling you which one's which.
So far it's one all. So, ladies, primarily.
Or men.
Or men, but...
But ladies. Yeah.
The thong is unisex.
Yeah, I think.
I tried my Lord Bishop Rock's thong on.
Did you?
Did I tell you that? Did I say about me buying that?
I know you bought it, yeah.
I wanted to buy some merchandise at the end of the night. And
in
the only
Wakefield.
Thing that they'd got that I wanted was a Lord Bishop Rock's thong. So I tried it on, but I've never put a thong on before.
Right.
And I put it on kind of sideways. It all looks the same. And I looked in the mirror and I couldn't work out why there was nothing to put me bollocks in, basically. There's not anyways,
so
it turns out.
Thongs can be wrong.
Thongs can be wrong. You can
right.
go wrong.
You can
with
go
a
wrong
thong.
With a thong.
Yeah.
Now sing me a song.
You can go wrong with a thong.
Oh.
But so I had to readjust, obviously. And I actually thought I looked all right in it.
Right. Feel free never to show me that.
It was very nearly click send to many. Very nearly.
Don't send to many.
Although that would be all right.
Paul, delete!
That would be all right, though.
That wouldn't be all right.
Maybe I will.
In what fucked up world would that be all right?
If you'd like a photograph of me in a thong, please email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title link your email. Can you send me a photograph of you in your thong, please? I wonder if we'll get any through.
Of course we will.
I'll get another 19-year-old in El Salvador, probably.
Probably.
Saying, well, look, you wouldn't show me your knob. Give me something.
They haven't got Wicked Radio over there. Why not? What have you countries that haven't?
I'll send it to some North Koreans. That won't get me in any trouble. I've already said I know where Osama is. We've had it.
Yeah, we have had it. I'll keep that out of the show notes. We'll get the
Dead 60s,
on the
by the way.
Yes.
Loving it.
Is it exclusive to friends? Us? It's got to be, hasn't it?
Basically, exclusive to us, yeah. What you're hearing is dub tracks. Well, this is... We might be in a car crash party now. But this is basically dub tracks from the bonus CD that came out on their eponymously titled debut album, Dead 60s.
Yeah.
And they did dub tracks of all the other songs on it. And I really like them, thought they'd be great beds. And then this is Car Crash Party, which was the B-side to Ghostface Killer, I think.
Right. Was it?
What a single. Or was great it an song. Extra one on... I can't remember. That was I think
on,
it was.
That wasn't on the album, was it?
No.
No.
No. So we're using an instrumental B-side and three dub tracks that the Dead 60s management very kindly let us have. And as far as I know, no one else uses them.
No.
They may have done previously, but at the moment we are the only people licensed to play Dead 60s on our beds.
That's right.
Pretty good.
Oh, yes.
Pretty fucking good.
We are good, aren't we?
And they're a great band.
Seen them live.
Yeah, we have. And they were great.
And they were great.
And they're a band.
It's not normally my deal either.
Not normally yours. Although you're getting into Scar a bit more now.
A little bit.
You might even hear a little bit of chicka, chicka, chicka.
Oh.
On the last track.
Oh, yeah.
You might do.
Maybe. Maybe coming up in the future.
Right, Tony, what's next?
Put the other CD in.
Boss. Put the other CD in?
Yes. Next band up is, again, another local band who are gigging with us, with my band Alcohol, on March the 9th
I'll
at
just
the Town Mill. Great, thanks
what
for
track is it?
In the soundproof tree bunker.
What track is it?
It is track 2.
A fart in a tree. Not good for you and me.
So this band's called Flying Blind and a Rocket Cycle.
Oh, we love
we
these.
We have played
we
them
love
a few
these.
Times. I don't think we played this one. They've
don't
got
you?
Like 5 or 6 albums out now.
Right.
So there's loads of mid-tier to go through.
Yeah.
But, Paul, what's their MySpace?
Their MySpace. Have they not got a website?
No, they haven't got a website. No.
Is it myspace.com/flyingblindonarocketcycle?
Yeah, yeah,
it's 4-1. It's an unassailable lead. It might be his birthday, but Paulie B is triumphant.
And if you don't get the last one, I'm going to be particularly pissed off with you.
Well, I've got a great idea. As it's your birthday, for the last one, I'm winning 4-1. Should we make the last one for 3 points?
All right. Okay. You'll get it. Come on, you'll get it.
Well,
anyway.
Well,
so,
you never know, Tim.
Well, okay.
You just never know.
Well, maybe not. So this is Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle, and the song's called VD.
Met a girl and she gave me VD, and now it hurts every time I breathe. I met her in the club and took her out the back door. Well, I bent her over and gave her some more. I met a girl and she gave me VD, and now it hurts every time I breathe. I met a girl and she gave me VD. Oh,
I hope you don't mind me saying so. I find that reminiscent of The Offspring.
It is very much like that, isn't it? The,
it's Offspring-ish, isn't it?
Smash album, where they've got a few scary tracks.
It's Offspring-y.
Yeah, it's nice.
They go flying blind, aren't they? Because they just do all sorts.
They're all sorts of stuff, yeah.
And it was funny how you said you're not really into ska on that.
But that's a very ska. Yeah. Good point, well made.
Yeah.
But also...
Good band.
They're playing with us in March. Also, the guitarist Ellis, who's in every band in the planet, is also going to join us on stage with alcohol for a song.
That's what you need. Ellis in another band.
Yeah.
Goodness sake.
It's going to be a bit of a carnival night.
They'll pull it, because he'll have to go to Poland with Edition 77
probably.
Or something.
Yeah.
Another great band in Poland. Ellis is in loads of great bands.
Yep.
Well done, Ellis.
Flam band on a rocket cycle.
The least punk rock punk guitarist in the world.
But he does rock.
He does rock. Yeah.
Nearly as much as I rock.
No, more so.
Quite. Is he? Oh,
this is the Cemetery Surfers. They rock.
They do rock. From Mississippi.
And like, our planned trip at the moment is to start off in Chicago and head down the middle of America.
Yeah. Or I might head up and shoot off into Canada.
You might just shoot off in
might
Canada.
Shoot off. Or get down as far as LA and
You'll have nothing left to shoot off, mate.
Well, after having a blast.
Yeah, you'll have had such a blast. you'll have had such a blast.
Depends on maps, you know. Might not be possible by then, though.
You've got to save a bit for Mississippi.
Yeah, okay.
Mississippi. Do you remember that song?
No.
That was by a 1970s Dutch country and western band called
really?
Pussycat. And
really?
It was a number one in the UK, yeah.
Always looking.
It's a really good song as well. Gosh, Mississippi. It's a nightmare for the Dutch, that. Mississippi. Yeah, they might sound like James Bond. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The new James Bond's a puff.
A little bit.
He's a bit camp, isn't he?
He's blonde, isn't he?
He's a bit camp. I don't mean a puff like that. You know that Punky Radio is in no way homophobic. I would like to make that quite clear.
How can we be?
You what?
How can we be?
Oh, I thought he said Ad can whippy. Slow down, Tony. It's your birthday. Gigs this week. I'm only working on Saturday night this week at the moment.
Are you?
In Tipton.
Tipton.
Tipton. Are you ready to rock?
Oh.
Looking forward to it. But Wednesday night, I will be doing a pub quiz in a pub in Eton with my mate Simon Houlihan. So should you know of a pub that does a pub quiz on a Wednesday night in Eton, why not pop in and say hi?
Just in case.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Thursday night, at the moment, again, if I don't get a gig, this is all because I do get them last minute when I'm free like this. Yeah. If I don't get a gig, I will be at the Bystander pub in Wootton, just outside of Oxford. My mate Steve's pub.
All right.
Where we're doing a gig there in a couple of weeks' time.
Excellent.
So if you're in the Wootton area on Thursday night and you fancy buying me a drink, why not nip into the Bystander? Wootton's premier ale house.
Really?
And only.
All right, okay.
Wootton's premier ale house. Very cheap food.
Wicked.
Should have done this in the sellout bit, really.
Should have been. I'm not gigging at all this week.
Aren't you?
I've been so busy renovating Tony Towers and enjoying my birthday, I've neglected my work, so this week is going to be a work
Fair
week.
Enough. I've just forgotten, I did Nottingham Jonglers last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, hello to listeners from the University of Glamorgan in Treforest.
Treforest.
I gave out a load of flyers there last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Had a really good gig, really enjoyed it. The crowd were brilliant. Had a chat with a few of them afterwards.
Yeah.
And we've had a load of MySpace ads off them this week and that. Hello to you lot.
Wicked.
I even waved then, didn't I? I waved.
You did.
I waved. Hello. They were really brilliant. Some of my favourites. Them and Brunel.
Yeah.
Favourite students in recent times, because Brunel would keep getting ads for Punky as well.
Right.
All part of the Punky tour at some point.
Dropped some flyers off, did you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I what came amongst the crowd.
Did you have a blast?
I did.
No, they did.
I can't. Most of them are only 18. I'd be careful.
Oh, right.
You know. Yeah. actually, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
We Fuck about. It. Oh, no. I've wasted an opportunity for a blast.
Always having a blast.
Always Gosh. Having a blast. We are always having a blast, to
we
be
are.
Fair.
Yeah.
I think it's all right.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
So yeah, anyway, did Nottingham Jonglers. Gig went really well. Friday night, came back to the hotel and was slowly joined by the other comics there. And then a couple of ladies who had been at the gig, I think they worked there.
Right.
Came back to us. And we sat down, we're having a drink in a hotel bar. There's plate glass windows by the hotel bar, so everyone, the scum outside, can see us, basically.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the scum, I remember them.
And next thing we know, we've just been surrounded by six people.
Mm.
Three white guys and three black girls that were all off their nut on something.
Right.
And I had a chat with Glyn about it last night. We've realised that we were going through every drug under the sun. It was probably just crack. We're going, do you think it was angel dust? He was well angry. That they all had real aggro on them. And they came in and just started abusing us.
Right.
And the girls abused the girls that we were with.
Right.
For being too white. You're too white. You need to go on a sunbed. You're right. Practically see-through. You horrible white council flat women. You're so white.
Right.
And then when someone said to him, are you in this hotel? They said, are you having a go at us because we're black? You're being racist. This was a little bit odd, as they'd been having a massive go at us. Meanwhile, there's this enormous geezer clenching and unclenching his fist, saying to me, what are you fucking doing here, you southern puff, and having a massive go at me?
Right.
He said, I'm Nottingham born and bred. Right. I went, mate, I was brought up in Nottingham. I live in Sherwood Forest. I'm a Nottingham Forest fan. Now, bearing in mind, he said, I'm Nottingham born and bred.
Yeah.
Imagine my surprise. He said, well, I'm fucking Derby. Do you want to fight? Like,
now, what?
I was very, very drunk, thanks to Ryan, the assistant manager at Jonglers, who had plied me with Jack Daniels.
Right.
This normally would make me a bit aggro, but on this occasion, I was very relaxed, could hardly speak, had a big smile on my face, and he's looming over. He's over 6 foot, this guy. He's a big fella. Yeah. Looming over me, going, outside, do you want to fight? Do you want to fight? And I'm just laid back going, no, not really.
Not really.
No. Thanks anyway, but no, I don't really want to fight. And it was all quite odd. And then one of the black girls, to prove that black people and white people are no different, which obviously we all agree with anyway, with people. People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully. Well, mainly because you were giving me shit at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
As if to prove, she actually said, our blood is the same, our blood is the same. And we went, yeah, okay, we understand that. She just thumped her thumbnail into her wrist and just spurted blood all over the hotel floor to go, look, see, our blood's the same.
They could well have been on something.
I think they were on
that
something.
That sounds more like PHP.
I think. Oh, does it tell
you? PCP, sorry.
I didn't realise.
PHP would be the Pergamon language. PCP, yeah. Angel dust.
They've been coding all night. No, that's what we reckoned, that it might have been angel dust.
Yeah, because the pain thing.
It might just have been crack.
Yeah, it could have been.
But it was very violent, might have been angel dust. But anyway, there's three of the calmest comics hanging around, me, Silky and Dominic Frisbee, which is nice guys, you know, not wanting any trouble. In fact, it turns out that Dominic had opened the door for these lunatics because he thought they were resident in the hotel and couldn't find the key.
Oh, right.
So Dominic goes, why don't you come in? They'll just push past and go, rah, 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 and just start giving us loads of fucking grief.
There's fucking bastards from Derby every time.
It was sheep shaggers.
Bastards, a lot of them.
But he's from Nottingham. That's what I don't get. By the way, for those of you who don't understand, maybe around the world, Nottingham Forest and Derby County are arch rivals. The cities are arch rivals. In fact, the A52 between the cities has been renamed Brian Clough Way because Brian Clough has previously managed both Derby County and Nottingham Forest and led them to league championships, but only Forest won the European Cup twice. And the A52 is renamed Brian Clough Way, but as far as I'm concerned, it should be a one-way fucking street.
There you go.
That's how we feel about the sheep shaggers. Sorry, Tone. Yeah. So, yeah, that was quite interesting.
You're a bit angry there.
Yes. That was quite interesting.
What, no, yeah.
I had to be reminded of it all the next day. I had no recollection of it whatsoever.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, I'm just quite pleased that I must have been winding him up even more, because when you're aggressive to someone and they're passive back.
Yeah.
And I was really passive. I was just like, no, thanks. It's all right.
No, you're all right.
No fighting for me. I've had a lovely night.
Yes, I am a cunt.
And he's
right.
Going, oh, yeah. So, anyway, the last thing that happened, apparently, was that they were eventually persuaded to leave the hotel, but this geezer, still so angry with me, just started banging on these plate glass windows, just going, rah! Banging these fucking windows, going, kill ya! I'm gonna fucking kill ya! Rah! And I was just apparently going, see ya! Waving at him.
Blowing him kisses.
Yeah.
Bye.
That would have been nice. Right, come on, Tone, last song.
Right then. Track 5.
Track 5.
So.
Oh, we've just played it by accident.
Yes.
But quietly.
That's all right.
Track 5.
I got the levels right. Secretly in the background.
Oh, you clever boy.
Sneaky fucker that I am.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that funny? Oh, this is a long one, Tony. We don't normally play them this long. I might have to cut this one short.
Yeah, I've already chopped 10 seconds off it for you.
Might have to cut this one short, mate. Who's this by then?
This is by a band called Tony Hearn, apparently.
Is he more of a solo artist?
He's more of a solo artist.
Yeah.
He
had some session musicians in.
Yeah, he had a few people that he knew
who
that could record
his band.
An album. Yeah. So my band, Alcohol, helped me record this solo album at the end of January.
And this was all done in 2 days, wasn't it?
In 2 days. It was written in a month and recorded in 2 days. And it's still been kind of being mixed. But you listen to the album.
It's a little bit rough around the edges.
It's a little bit rough. and it's raw a little bit.
But I like it.
But you quite like it, don't you?
And I do like it.
You said the best track was this one.
Yes, that is true.
And it's a song called Tony Towers.
I do like this, though.
We've mentioned it a few times this past
this
few weeks.
This is utterly unrepresentative of Tony Hearn and his band Alcohol as artists.
Yes, this is the and nearly last track in the album.
See what you think, listeners. I reckon they should go back in and redo the bass line.
I think you should fuck off. I played the bass on one song on the album.
I didn't know that, did I? I didn't know it.
No.
I just said there's one, you know. It's a great song. I told you, I like it. What were my actual words, even... last night or this morning, last night, when I said, at the moment, Tony, I said, I reckon if you change the bass line, you've got a top 10 hit. At the moment, it's just an indie classic.
Yeah, thanks.
So I'm still nice about it, aren't I?
Yeah.
Seriously, listeners, if you think you should go in and redo the bass line, why not send an email to tony@punkyradio.com, titling your email, redo the bass line, motherfucker.
If you think it's absolutely fine, then just, again, email saying, Tony, that bass line was wicked.
Roots!
That's R, 5 O's and TS.
All right, so at the moment, you're losing 4-1.
4-1.
And this is for 3 points.
3 points. Yeah. So Tony Hearn doesn't have a website.
Right.
But he does have a MySpace page. Right. Fuck MySpace! Right. But he does have one. So what is the MySpace?
Is it myspace.com/twat on a bike?
It's not! Yay!
Hey, there you go. We've drawn. See, it's your birthday. I'm nice.
Oh, thank you.
I'm nice. You know,
took one for the team.
It's a Pyrrhic victory for you, Tony. You know, I have one, really. But
it's myspace.com/Tony Hearn. And he's always H-E-A-R-N. Always in the top friends of Punky Radio for some reason.
Yeah, that might change.
Maybe. So
I love this.
So sing along
all the time. Can we leave the mics up for the Tony Towers bit? Towards the end.
I'll bring them up.
They'll hear it properly and then we'll do some... You can back yourself.
Oh, that'd be weird, right?
Go back yourself. You're good.
Go on then.
Towers, Tony Towers, Tony Towers, Tony Towers, get away. Tony Towers, Tony Towers, Tony Towers, Tony Towers, Tony Towers, Tony Towers, Tony Towers.
Tony Towers. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Tony Towers. Oh boy, Tony Towers. Tony Towers.
Well, goddamn.
I had no idea that song was about fucking murder.
That's great, that. How fitting this should be after it.
So there you go.
Right.
It's my theme tune.
Just got someone to mention it. First of all, I think that song's great. I think you should redo the bass line on it, and I think the instrumental break's too long, but you know that. Other than that, fucking a classic. A Tony classic, I reckon.
Tony classic.
It's a classic. Also, I did promise Air Out My Shorts I'd mention them this week because they were really nice last week and they gave me a really lovely birthday greeting on their show.
Did they?
Thank you very much, Air Out My Shorts. Make sure you check out their show as well. It's our joint second favourite after us.
Yes.
I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Also, at the end of this bit, we will be playing a promo.
Will we?
Yes, we're playing a promo.
As if this show wasn't long enough this week.
Yeah. Oops. Now, it's... The thing is, the promo is 2 minutes long.
Right.
And I'm not having that.
Okay.
So I've worked out we can play the last 30 seconds of it. So apologies for that you're not hearing the whole thing. But it's just, this show's gone on quite a long time. I promise I'll play the promo this week. So we'll just play the last 30 seconds of it. Deal?
Deal?
Deal. Okay.
We can
and that'll
do that.
Be when this is finished. Thank you very much for listening. Make sure that you visit myspace.com/punkyradio and leave a comment. Make sure you go to punkyradio.com. Make sure you go to BT Pod Show. No, punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Mm-hmm. Make sure you vote for us at Podcast Alley. I've said buy a t-shirt, haven't I? Buy a thong.
Buy a thong.
Make sure you send us your poems.
Of you and your thong as well.
Make sure you send us your poems this week to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email at Poetry Corner. What else? Anything else?
Email is a twat, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name and where they're from.
Yes.
That was the reason for the
thank you very much to Hussy Skunk, and thank you very much to Wicked Radio for taking us on your shows. We would like to hear more from your listeners, though.
Yes.
We don't, but I mean...
If you listen to Wicked Radio.
Admittedly, your listeners are probably going to be in the car or whatever, so it's harder to get in touch. But we would like to hear from you, particularly Wicked Radio listeners in Wisconsin, and this week, Madagascar.
Why not?
Yeah.
Thank you all for your birthday wishes, by the way.
Oh, and...
People emailed me in this week.
One last thing. I know we promised we'd have information about the Scourge this week.
Right.
Who do this song. We haven't got it yet. That's the only reason we haven't done it. I haven't forgotten.
Okay.
What was that thing I forgot that I was supposed to do? Grandma's birthday card.
Grandma's birthday card.
Still haven't done it. We'll have to do that next week. Oh, well. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! No, you've got to do it, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!
Bye.
Bunch of cunts, yeah. Jane Austen.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Wanker. Good.
Here, touch my head. See? Go ahead, touch it.
Спасибо, digital slop.
I love you, Daddy. I love you so much.
Listen to the Digital Slob at digitalslob.com. A better version of your life awaits. You just haven't downloaded it yet.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.